Back in 2003, my business partner, Callie Ressler, and I were employees in the Human Resources HR department at Best Buy Co. Inc., where we got the crazy idea that organizations could trust their people to do their work and live their lives without having to intervene or manage them. We believe that giving people what they really wanted, complete autonomy to manage all of the demands in their lives, could actually be successful. Businesses would prosper, people would be happier, and we had faith that people would not only want to, but would do the right thing. ROE, results-only work environment, was born out of this faith. Since then, we've validated the fact that this simple notion was indeed correct. When you treat people like adults, they act like adults. When people are treated like children, they act out. And we've proved that organizations can trust their employees to own their work without outdated HR policies regarding office hours, time off, dress code, inclement weather, and the like. The notion that some people just need more structure was exposed for what it really is. Another way of saying, I don't know how to effectively manage the work, so now I'm going to manage you. One of our clients, Kyle Peterson, owner of Learner's Edge, whose organization offers leading-edge, thought-provoking, versatile graduate credit for teachers, said, "As a manager, I need to manage the work, not the people. Doing so allows me to enable my employees to have control. They get to manage their lives. The majority of their waking hours are no longer dictated by a boss. They are no longer scheduled for 40 specific hours every week and then made to somehow fit the rest of their busy lives around it. A healthy work-life balance is absolutely critical, but can only be accomplished when employees manage their time. And they can't do this when I, as their boss, require them to be in a specific location at a specific time for 8-plus hours per day, 50-plus hours per year. In the end, a ROE results in much more balanced, happy employees who feel more empowered and in control of their own lives. What manager wouldn't want that?" Our first book, published in June 2008, Why Work Sucks and How to Fix It, No Schedules, No Meetings, No Joke, The Simple Change That Can Make Your Job Terrific, was the manifesto of a ROE. It attacked the relevance of the everyone on deck approach and opened up the possibility of everyone on point. It laid out the problem with work. It's not the work that sucks, it's the way we're forced to do the work that sucks, and it gave our readers insight into how to fix it. It positioned a ROE as the future of work and not some silly flexible work program from the 20th century or a sneaky way to give the keys to the kingdom to us slackers. This audiobook is going to slow it down and break it up a bit. We'll do a deeper dive into specific practices that managers can experiment with to update their current style. We'll examine tired, old methods and give you tools with which to replace them. And once and for all, we're going to show you how a ROE goes beyond the telework mentality and how it works for every job in every industry. In fact, we'll take you there with examples from the social and public sectors. You'll not only hear it from us, but from leaders who have boldly and courageously ventured into adopting an authentic ROE through training by our company, Culture RX. Too many meetings? We've got you covered. Can't figure out why your employees are leaving even though you've got top-notch benefits and rewards? We get it. Still believe that some people need more structure? Listen to this audiobook.